Welcome to Open Mic on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio, 88.5 FM, and also streaming on the World Wide Web at kkrn.org. I'm Mike McNamara, and wanted to announce, I announced on the last show, this is going to be my last Open Mic show. So I'm saying that with a bit of sadness. I've really had a blast the last couple of years bringing you music that I love, and hopefully you've enjoyed too. And first off, before I forget, I want to do a shout out to a couple of people at KKRN Community Radio that were my mentors. First off, Ellen Sugg, the station manager, and Ellen was the person that convinced me that I could actually be a DJ. And so I really appreciate Ellen's support. Also, Shane Houchins, who does the Local Motion show. You don't want to miss that show. All kinds of fantastic local music. But Shane really was a mentor and taught me how to move the dials, and he's just so naturally polished as a DJ, and really appreciate Shane's help. Also, Bobby Tryon. Bobby's since retired from the station, but she was kind of my boss, a program manager, and she just always did a wonderful job of kind of keeping me on the straight and narrow and trying to do things right on the air. So much thanks to Bobby, too. And thanks to you, the listeners. I appreciate everybody that's listened in on my show. What I've tried to do the past couple of years is bring you a diverse blend of folk Americana, acoustic roots. It's kind of hard to pick labels anymore, but I kind of like real natural, stripped down, mostly acoustic music. Sometimes I throw in some electric songs too, but to try to bring you that with a real emphasis on singer-songwriter and a real emphasis on new and emerging artists or artists that have been out there that don't have a lot of recognition. So thanks to you. Really want to urge you to continue to support community radio. It's really important. Just a community radio venue is a place you can find lots of programming that you're just not going to find anywhere else. So thanks a lot to KKR and Community Radio. So first off, this week, as a good example, I'm going to play an artist I really didn't know much about until recently. His name is John Smith, wonderful singer-songwriter from Wisconsin. It's going to be a song, John Smith's song called The Medicine, and it's off of his most recent release called Ginkgo that came out in 2018. John's been at it a long time, and you know, it's a tough career, music career, and he's a winner. He was a winner, a new folk winner in Kerrville, which is huge, and he's been at it about 30 years, but I just love this song, The Medicine, by John Smith.
Was the crack of dawn, something woke me up, some fierce kind of racket somewhere high up above. So I put on my boots and I stepped outside. There was a murder of crows circling around our twin white pines. So I took a step back, and there high in the tree sat a pair of bald eagles building a nest, staring down on me. And out of the west came a good warm breeze, and a wagtail feather floated down, landed at my feet. Every now and then you get a little sign, a touch on the shoulder from the great divine. You don't ask why, you just begin to believe in the medicine. So I held that feather and I bowed my thanks to the eagles and the pines, and then I walked on back inside and I called the shaman. I asked, what does this mean? He said, it's an omen, a blessing, son, some kind of powerful thing. He said, it's an honor that they chose your place. It said, when the eagle shows up, they bring a state of grace. Somewhere along your path,
did something right. Now it's time to walk the spirit way between the earth and sky. Every now and then you get a little sign, a kiss on the brow from the great divine. You don't ask why, you just begin to believe in the medicine. Your wings, spread the medicine over hills and valleys, creeks and rivers wide, to the Standing Rock tribes. Bring on the healing time. A little wake-up call from the great divine. Let's not ask why, let's just begin to trust in, to breathe in, to walk in, to believe in the medicine. In the medicine.
Took her dad away, oh.
Listening to Open Mic with Mike McNamara on KKRN Community Radio. So yeah, that set had a couple of Texas singer-songwriters. The last cut was Hope Diamond by Susan Gibson. Susan is, I think she's originally